From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama. So, why us?
Here we are once again with the DMs, y'all. Deepa is here. Whole gang is here.
Deepa, what do we got in the DMs today?
Okay, this is a very interesting question. Melanie wrote in and said, my question is about your level of fame. Do you guys ever feel like you are famous in your regular lives? Like, for example, do you ever get recognized when you're out and about? And what about your neighbors or your kids' teachers and other people that you encounter regularly? Do they ever do you ever even mention the fact that you are famous on the radio?
I never mention it, and it still weirds me out when I'm in a situation where someone says, hey, are you Mocha from the Roz and Mocha Show? Even still, I don't know why. I just get not weirded out, like, that it upsets me.
It upsets you?
No. Oh, not that it does that. It just makes me feel just, I don't know, awkward.
Oh.
Because then I don't know what else to say, right?
Yeah. I think,
you know what I mean?
The situations are always super unique. The weird ones are always where somebody just confirms who you are to your face. And then you have to provide the entertainment, right? It's like, somebody will stop you on the street and they'll go, hey, you're so-and-so. You're Roz.
Like
and
right out of nowhere.
Yeah, and I'm like, yes, I am. And then it's just up to me to provide the conversation, right? Which is always awkward because I'm like, I don't want to, right? It's a weird situation to be in, right? It's an awkward situation to be in. But no, people generally are really lovely. All Roxy's, you know, the her school and her principal, you know, calls me and we talk about Star Wars movies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If I did a big interview or whatever, he's like, what's that person really like?
He's
really cool. But like generally people are cool. Now, there are situations where I've discovered that there are certain times where I go and hide in the bedroom or I don't put my name on something because in the past there is a price that I will pay for things and then there's a price that other people will pay for things, right? So like we've had people come over to the house who needed to be done and like I met with somebody and Catherine met with somebody and the quote that Catherine got was way less than the quote I got.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right?
No, not cool.
Because I get the Roz Weston quote.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And then Catherine
gets the regular customer quote.
Right? The everyday people
right?
quote.
Yes.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. And so there's situations where Catherine's like, I'm going to do this one. And I'm like, you please do.
I thought two days ago, I thought I was going to throw down inside of Lululemon.
Really?
With a guy.
You guys fighting over pants, I bet, right?
Ended up being a fan of the show, like super huge fan. But it was his approach that made it awkward and made me get my back up. Like, yo, you want a friggin' brawl right now?
Yeah.
So I'm standing there and I like got a bunch of shirts in my hand, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's at another rack and he goes, yo, let me take a wild guess at something. And it was just his approach.
Yeah.
And I was like, what'd you say?
Yeah.
And then he goes, let me take a wild guess at something. And he said it just like that.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm about to drop these shirts real quick and throw them up.
Strangle you with Lycra.
And, exactly.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, what? And he goes, are you Mocha from the Roz and Mocha Show?
I was like,
yeah. He goes, yo, man, I listen to that show every single day. I was like, thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks, bro.
It was just the approach that was a little bit awkward, right?
I would say that of everybody who loves it the most, I would say Maury probably loves it the most. It's a toss-up maybe between Maury and Deepa who actually loves it the most. I know Maury loves it the most.
Why me?
Please, no, Deepa, there's plenty of evidence, Deepa. Hang
no,
on.
There's some really awkward situations, but Maury, you go first.
Yeah, go ahead, Maury. So we know you love it.
But you have to pretend you don't.
Right. See, this is the thing. This is why Maury's probably the best at it.
Like, the thing that is interesting is, like, my name's not on the marquee. It's the Roz and Mocha Show.
Yes.
And when I'm walking Andy and someone will roll down their window and be like, oh, my God, it's Maury and Andy.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, and I'll put my head down going, oh, my God, to Matthew, like, what do I do? Do I ask them if they want a picture? Do I keep walking, pretend I don't hear them?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's Maury's move too, right? Yes. If you ever meet Maury in person, just know that by the end of the conversation, Maury will say, "Hey, should we grab a picture?" And then he'll take your phone and do a selfie, right?
It's the best.
But the one that I didn't know how to react was I was getting my mail in the condo and somebody freaked out and started yelling that they loved the show while I'm at my mailbox. And I thought that was just a little bit crossing line because I'm in my home.
Okay. Fair enough. Yeah, okay. I can see that. I can see
that. You know
that.
What I mean?
Yeah, you're getting, all the bills are coming in. That's all they're seeing. Brown envelopes. You have a stack of brown envelopes, right?
It's
a bit of an overstep. Deepa, you love this.
I mean, it depends on the situation. Like, I've been in some really awkward ones, especially at like financial institutions where, especially when Thalal and I were trying to figure out our mortgage and all this stuff, and we have to provide all of our financial information. Right. So it was a case where we're going through that, figuring out insurance and all this stuff. We're on the phone. And at the end of this very personal conversation about our finances, the guy was like, "Hey, I just want to say, Deepa, I really love you on the show."
Oh, no!
Oh, my God.
Yes. Yeah. You know what, though? I've been in a similar situation. Yeah. Same thing. Starting up a new account at a bank. And then by the end of the convo, the lady then says, "By the way, listen to the show every day and love what you and Roz are doing." And I'm like, "Lady, I just gave you, like, every bit of my info."
Yeah.
It's so awkward,
At that
Deepa.
Point, I'd rather not know that they know who I am, because then I feel awkward and I'm like, this is too much personal.
I forgot the best one. We were picking out a casket for Matthew's grandmother, and the body is right there, and the lady leaned in and whispered, going, "I really love the two of you on the Roz and Mocha show."
Oh. Hold on, wait. What do you mean you were picking out a casket and the body was there? Like, you're testing it out?
Well, did you bring the body with you to see if it fit?
No, like, we were in the funeral home or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So, like, sorry, not
They don't take you into another room for that?
No, my apologies, not picking out a casket. She was already in the casket. Oh, okay. We were picking out crucifixes and medallions.
All the tchotchkes.
All the stuff that everybody, for some reason, wants.
They do that with the body there?
Yeah, yes, they do, because the body's made up.
Right,
and so we're leaning in. And
Nana's already powdered, hair did and everything.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Let's load her up with knickknacks and call it a day. By the way, I love your show.
Yeah. Thank you for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in, because we talk about them every day.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
All right, time to jump into the DMs. We get them every single day, and we talk about them every single day.
Deepa, what do we have in the DMs today?
So Brittany wrote in and said, "Where do you see yourself in life 5 years from now?"
Broke.
Oh, I love this question.
Broke, Maury? Broke. Maury says broke. What do you say,
Uh-oh,
Marco?
That's not good.
Hopefully still doing this show.
Mm-hmm. With?
We mean with? With you guys.
Oh.
I don't want to do the show with anybody
else. Sorry. We haven't got to that. That's out of context because we haven't got to me yet.
Listen, man.
He's obviously trying to extract info from you. Mocha.
And also hoping that the station continues to grow and maybe take over more radio stations across the country.
There we go.
I think that's it.
I think you should ask Roz next.
Roz.
Yeah.
To answer the question from the DM, Deepa, please reread it.
Okay. Yeah. Where do you see yourself in life 5 years from now?
Yeah, we all want to know.
Yeah, Roz.
5 years is a long time.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe here, maybe not here.
Man. Yeah,
maybe doing the show, maybe not doing anything. Does that make it better if I say that?
No.
Uh-uh. Okay.
Hence why I said broke.
Yeah, right. Yes, exactly.
Your answer, your rebuttal could be rich.
I know.
Super rich.
Super rich. I don't really make sort of those long-term plans. Like I don't have like a 5-year. I've never done that. I've never sort of gone through and said I want to achieve this personally and professionally at these sort of like moments in life. That's why I never freaked out over turning 40 or even, you know, the idea of turning 50 doesn't frighten me at all, because I've never set those things for myself. It was always sort of, you know, like daily achievements and that kind of thing. So if you ask me where I see myself doing in 5 years, I would like to think that I would still have a life where you get to laugh with friends. Sure. Right? That to me
on the radio.
On
doing this
on,
show.
Okay.
On the radio.
Maybe on, maybe not country. On the radio. But I'm just saying that I think that it's a wonderful place to be doing this show where you get to, you know, you get to laugh with friends and bring a lot of strangers along with you. And that's
we'll
a wonderful place to be.
For 5, 10, 15, maybe 20 more years.
Wow. There's no chance of that.
Let me just update my LinkedIn.
Yeah, there's no chance of that.
What else we got today, Deepa?
Okay, Jonathan wrote in and said, I crack my fingers a lot. Mm. What body part do you crack the most?
Knuckles.
Very random.
For neck, sure, yeah. My knuckles.
Knuckles?
Yeah.
I used to be able to crack my neck. I used to crack my neck a lot.
That grosses me out when Catherine does that.
And it's can't disgusting. Do it anymore. And my back. I love getting my back cracked. And I used to be able to do it a lot. Now I can probably get like one crack, my lower back, and that's about it.
Yeah.
It used to go like from the back of my neck all the way down to my spine.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that sensation.
Sometimes my leg sticks and I have to like crank my knee back the wrong way to get it to unstick and it pops. And then and then I can walk again.
But you don't like crack your knuckles or anything?
What is the wrong way?
Like my leg just freezes up, my knee freezes up, and then I have to twist it to the side? No, I snap it back.
Oh.
It's almost like a stiff leg kick my foot out. And
is
then,
that newer age?
Then, no, that's always been that way.
You ever seen a doctor about it?
No.
What if you need like a knee brace or something?
A knee brace? You think I'm going to walk around with a knee brace?
Yeah.
No.
I had to
no
get
one.
One like
on
a
the
long...
radio anyway.
No. I got one like a long time ago
for
my left knee.
No, that's fine.
Because it kept popping out of the socket.
Yeah.
And I got one of those braces that like it held everything in. I look like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
That's...
So you're okay to wear an eye patch for a while like you did, but you won't wear a knee patch.
I had to wear the eye patch. Mm-hmm. There was no other way around it. I was going blind from light.
But my knee is like perfect now. I used that brace for a little bit.
Yeah, you did,
and now
huh?
I'm great.
And then, the only other thing is my thumbs. But I don't even crack my thumbs. Like I just move them like this, and then they crack. Like I just go like this.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh,
right?
I heard that.
Yeah,
ooh!
that's all
that
I do.
Sounds like you're snapping your fingers.
But I'm not. I just literally just move my thumbs, and they crack on their own. Yeah, that's all I do.
Oh. I get these recommendations on the Explore page on Instagram a lot now because I'm just constantly going to these other pages and watching chiropractors do procedures on people.
Yeah.
And just like the sensation that you see like when people get their back or their neck snapped.
No.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Thank you.
Some people are like obsessed with like pimple popping videos.
Yes.
For me, it's like back cracking videos.
Really? What do you want to demonstrate, Deepa?
It is satisfying. Oh, mine is shoulder cracking.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see if I can. I'm just going to put the mic a bit closer and see if I might have performance issues right now, but let's see. But I do enjoy this.
Happens to everybody at some point, Deepa. Don't worry about it.
Let's give this a try. Let me know if you can hear this.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah.
Can you hear this?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Oh, I can do
can
that
you hear
too.
It?
Now Deepa's reminding me of all the places I crick. Yeah.
Can you
it's
do it?
Such a good
yeah,
feeling,
I can do
though.
That. Yeah, because I broke my shoulder though.
Okay, do it.
Yeah, yeah. No, it hurts. I don't want to do it. I don't. It's not fun for me to do.
That's
like I avoid doing it. I don't want to be in pain today.
Thank you for all of your DMs. We talk about them every single day, so keep them coming in. Thank you, Deepa.
No problem.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. I regret this already.
Thank you in advance for all of the DMs that you guys keep sending in to us every single day. We love them because we talk about them every day on the show. Hello, Deepa.
What do we got today, Deepa?
Hi. Okay, so I absolutely love this question. Jaleel wrote in and said, hey, I know that Roz is revered for giving great advice, but what are some areas where others would give better advice than Roz? This is a very fun question.
Like, I don't think I would give great
advice.
I don't think I would give great car advice. You know what I mean?
No.
But I don't know who in this room would give good car advice.
I couldn't give car advice.
No.
I could probably, obviously not an expert, but just based on my experience, maybe give advice on like health and fitness, like food.
Sure.
Healthy eating, maybe.
Yeah, I don't do that. I stay far away from that area.
Like I could.
I'm not good at that. Yeah, I don't know anything about that stuff.
Like
jackass. I'm a son of a.
What about you, Deepa? Do you have an answer?
I'm a son of a.
I like how subtle that was. It was like kind of a whisper.
Yeah, we know.
Really
we all heard it, Deepa. Thanks.
Sorry.
I know. Like, let's move past it. Okay, let's all move past it collectively as a group. Okay. No. So, what advice would you give? What would you be better at than me?
I I think that I could give really good advice on how to navigate an interfaith marriage.
Sure.
Because Thalal and I, that was something really difficult. I think the hardest thing to navigate when we were getting married, he's Muslim, I'm Hindu, and you just have to go through like a lot of things with family and people not wanting to be on board because what are other people going to say? And it's tough. Like, it really breaks you down. And over the past year after we've gotten married, we've gotten so many messages from people, like 50 plus messages asking, right? Yeah. And we hop on Zoom calls. We do everything just to like walk people through how we did it.
Oh, yeah. And
yeah, like,
because you have talked about this on the show a lot, like since joining the show.
Yeah.
So I imagine a lot of these questions are from people who listen to this show. So you're saying that you guys like do like Zoom counseling with other couples?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just because we know how hard it is, and it's something that you can't really talk to too many people about because it's so personal, right? And just a little while ago, I actually ended up getting a DM from a guy who had messaged me and Thalal to get some advice. And he was like, hey, I just wanted to let you know that me and my girlfriend, we're getting married now. And like, your advice had such a big part of getting us to where we are today. And they invited us to their wedding. And
wow.
I was like,
oh,
wow,
yeah?
Like, this is, it was just a sweet, I actually cried when I read it because
oh,
I was
adorable.
Like, wow, like, yeah, like the fact that we were able to just kind of share our experience and try to help, at least try to help someone get through it, it meant a lot.
Are you guys going to go to the wedding?
Yeah. Yeah.
You are, huh?
No.
But, no, you're not.
No.
No.
We have like summer,
other
there's
things,
a lot
yeah,
of other
things
like,
going on.
There's other things going on, but it was very sweet.
Maury does stuff with people on Zoom too, but not that.
He doesn't even want to answer.
More one area of advice that you would be able to that people should go to you for. You feel
I was thinking about this. I've had people DM and ask me advice on like voice work, and I told them I'm not the right person
okay,
for that.
Yeah.
But I think that I could give some great advice now on raising a puppy. Because I've done it for 3 years.
Your dog is the most spastic thing I've ever seen in my life. Mm.
But I know a great dog train, like a good school. I know some good food to give
fair
your dog.
Fair enough. Okay, fair enough.
Come on, asterisk. Yeah. Did your dog, after attending puppy school, not fail the first round?
Yes.
Yeah, but she's a great teacher.
Oh, I got you. Okay, you know all the places to go, right? So, like, you could lay it all out for people.
Yeah.
What they do with that information is completely up to them.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And maybe some basic Judaism advice
basic,
if you want.
For all those people who are looking at for basic Judaism.
Wow. All right, Deepo, what else we got in the DMs today?
Love it.
So good. Richard wrote it and said, what is the most insulting compliment you have ever received?
I got one yesterday.
Go.
I got one yesterday. I went to an event and somebody said to me, wow, you're looking much thinner these days.
Mm. Oh.
Because I knew they were lying.
How do you respond to that?
I said, I think you're lying.
Oh, wow. You called them out on it. Yeah. And what'd they say?
They said, no, you're looking good. Hey. And then they waved at someone and walked away.
Yeah, I was in a situation where there was both a compliment and an insult in one sentence that was both complimentary and insulting to both Catherine and I simultaneously.
Oh.
Which was somebody thought Catherine was my daughter.
Oh, no! No! What did they say? Can you remember?
Yeah, it was just like, oh, is that your daughter?
Oh.
Yeah.
Were they joking?
No.
Oh my god.
No.
Wait, was this the first time you met this person?
No. It was the first time they had met Catherine though.
Oh my god.
What did you say?
Nothing. We were just like, no, that's Catherine. And he's like, oh, okay, cool. But like then we talked about it afterwards and I'm like, so is that because I look so old?
Yes.
Or is that because you look so young?
Oh my
right?
gosh.
No, the first one.
Or now, does it look like, does it look like though that I, at even at my age, like now that he knows that you're not my daughter,
uh-huh.
is he now walking away going, oh my God, that guy can score her? You know what I mean? So then I started feeling better better about myself.
That was probably the first one.
Right? It wasn't the first one. Right? It wasn't the first one. Yeah.
A lot of people, whenever they see Thalal and I, the first thing that they say is, are you guys siblings? And then we're like, no, we're married. And then I'm like, why would you think that? They're like, oh, you're just like really good looking people. So there's this one time at our. They all say.
It's not because you two look identical.
It's because you're siblings. Right?
It's because you're so good looking.
How
could you not be siblings? There's no way.
Yeah, I was in this awkward situation one time where, like, the complex that we live in, people take care of, like, the lawns and stuff. So we'd ask for some grass seed. They all spoke to the guy in the morning. He was still around. He's like, oh, can you go follow up? And I was like, yeah, no worries. So I went and I was like, hey, just checking in with about the grass seeds for unit whatever. And the guy was like, oh, I spoke to your brother this morning. I'm going to come later today. He was like, sorry. Like, it's just that you guys are really young. Like, congratulations. And I was like, whatever, just bring the grass.
My brother will toss it on the lawn later today.
Yeah, we live in the pretty one right there.
Thank you for all of your DMs. These are the conversations that happen because of them. So keep them coming in.
Roz and Mocha's DM Deep Dive.
All right. Time to jump into the DMs.
I love the DM deep dive. Deepa, what do people want to know today?
Okay, so Shannon wrote in and said, what is the longest you have gone without sleep and why? Shem, his whole life, probably.
Yeah, I would say like without sleeping a wink, 2 days, like two full days and nights.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What was the circumstance?
That's a lot.
That you were in there. And how old were you? How long ago was that?
Oh, probably like in my 20s. Like,
really?
Yeah, just up to no good, living that life.
Partying?
Yeah.
2 days?
Yeah, like 2 days. And then again, you crash. Like, and then it's not like I was having fun. I mean, I was having fun, but it wasn't enjoyable. Like, I felt like you feel it.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not like, you know, I can go stay for 2 days and not feel it. Like, I was, you know, awful looking.
I don't think I've ever been, I definitely not 2 days, at least from what I can remember. Like, 24 hours, yes. Yeah. But same thing. Yeah. Like, you're up. Partying, drinking, hanging out, whatever. Yeah. But I would say 24 hours.
Traveling, I would easily do 24 hours all the time when I would travel.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Sure.
Just because there was no sort of way around it. You would land, and it would be, you'd be in a much different time zone, and you'd have to start working right away. And then by the time that falls around and you're back on a plane and you're home and you realize, my God, it's been a full 24 hours since I slept.
Yeah.
Like a full 24 hours. Easily do 24 hours.
Yeah, I think the longest was like a Vegas trip where we did this show, and then I left this show, went home, packed, went to the airport, got on a plane, went to Vegas, and then went to the hotel, changed, went out that night, and stayed up the entire night till the sun came up the next day. I was like just so tired by the end of it.
Shem, with your sleep schedule and the sleep problems that you have, what is your sort of normal window, would you say?
I probably get about 2 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
That's it, man.
But like 2 hours of sleep in a 24-hour sort of window.
In a 24-hour window.
No naps like in the afternoon.
No. And quite honestly, even that 2 hours tends to be a little bit broken up because I end up getting woken up by myself. Like I end up like like choking or whatever, or coughing.
Jesus, man.
So it's never really a consistent 2 hours of straight sleep. It's 2 hours in totality.
What are you choking on?
It's just like your breath,
your
right?
Breath.
It's just your breath. Yeah. That's why the mask helps.
Yeah.
And it's been helping, but it's still 2-3 hours max.
Right. Wow. And just to clarify for people, like, you don't in your sleep put your hands around your neck and start choking yourself, right? Like, it's not, you don't need to be restrained.
Gasping for air.
Okay, you're gasping for air. Okay. People don't understand the condition. Some people might think that Shem's trying to strangle himself in his sleep. And that's why he's terrified to go to bed.
Is it because of the sleep apnea?
It's because of the sleep apnea.
Yeah.
And it's bad. Yeah. Because, listen, it's not fun being up for 20 plus hours.
Yeah,
day, right? Even on weekends when we're not here. It can be tough sometimes for sure.
Yeah, that's not good, man.
What else we got today, Deepa?
Ooh, this is a really important question for Roz. So Zahay Broden said, hey guys, question for Roz. My wife wants to get a cat, but I'm the type of person that can't even stand one thing out of place in the house. I already have a big fat cat, aka my 7-year-old son.
Damn!
I keep cleaning up after all day. I know, though, that the cat will make her very, very happy, and I wanted to have it. But I want Roz to soothe my anxiety by firstly giving me his reasons for why he loves his cats, and secondly, by telling me how I can manage this mayhem coming my way.
Well, listen, having a kitten is fantastic because kittens are bonkers. Like, you want a cat because cats are bonkers when they're kittens. Like, that's what's entertaining about it, right?
Sure.
Like, cats are nuts. They're crazy. But then, you know, 2 years, a year and a half, they start to get, you know, they start to chill a little bit. And then they're just, like, fun to have around. But, like, we still have, like, all cats have different personalities. Like, you may get one cat that literally just sleeps on the back of the couch behind your head and is just there all day. Like, that, you may get that cat. Yeah. Or you may get that one of the cats like what we have, which is he'll go on the coffee table and he'll stare at you in the face and he'll slowly try and push your coffee mug off the coffee table, right? Savage. like yeah, like we have one of those, right? Like,
so
and they hate specific things. Like, there could be a table full of things and the cat will jump on the table and it will maneuver with its paw. If my AirPod case is on there with my AirPods and it's in the middle of a bunch of other stuff on the table, the cat will get it free and then hockey puck shoot it across the room off the table. Right? Like, I daily am on my hands and knees looking for my AirPods because the case explodes when it hits the ground and they go flying. Yeah. You may get one of those cats, right?
And then the cat looks at you and you're like, got him.
Yeah, got him, right? but it's wonderful. But the overall experience is wonderful. Yeah. And they're super loving and they sleep on my feet. And, you know, they're always, you know, there's always, whenever you need a cat to be there, one of the cats is always there. And that's why I would just say, and you'd be surprised in life how often you find that you just need that sort of, you know, you just need a cat around. I love cats.
So there you
go. I love dogs too. I love cats.
Get the cat, make your family happy. Thank you for all of your DMs. Keep them coming in. We talk about them every day.
Roz and Mocha's DM deep dive. You wouldn't say that to your mama. So why us?
Thank you for the DMs that you send in to us daily. Just keep in mind, anything that you send us also goes to Deepa.
Deepa, what do we got in the DMs today?
First question is there one game from your childhood that you now play with your kids or would want to play with your future kids? I kind of have a strange answer for this, but I'll let you guys go first. So game?
Let's go with strange first, Deepa.
Yeah, what was the strange thing that you played as a kid?
My favorite thing to play in elementary school, I don't even know if this is a real game, but it was called Bloody Mary, and it's not where you go into the mirror and, like, say it three times. But in elementary school, my friends and I, we would line up. I can't even say this without laughing. We'd line up on the gate of our school. And this guy would come out running from the school and he would just run into us and start screaming, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, ah! And then we'd all just start screaming at him. And eventually whoever screamed the loudest would have to leave the line until there was one person. And all he did was just scream Bloody Mary at us for 15 minutes at recess.
Can you do me a favor?
That's what I found really fun.
Can you do me a favor? Read the question again that was asked.
Is there one game from your childhood that you now want to play with your kids?
Okay.
Or your
kids? So that's the one game. That's the one game.
And you line them up.
Deepa, if
let's line girls up against a fence and have a man
come
screaming at them, okay. And the one who screams the loudest is dismissed.
Okay. So who's the person that ran out from the building screaming at y'all? Like a friend?
Or? I just don't want to. Yeah, he was older than us. He was like maybe, I think, two or three years older. And that's what we would do every recess. Yeah. It was such
so
a thrill.
So if you and your husband
decide. The quiet girls get to stay.
So if you and your husband decide to have kids, this is the game that you want to play with them?
I mean, I think it could be fun, like, just at some extent, like, oh, on a
ball. What if you only have one kid? That's really horrific.
Chase them around the house just yelling.
Just yelling Bloody Mary? Yo, that's so traumatizing.
That's not good, man.
Do you have any games from your childhood, Roz, that you couldn't wait to play with Roxy with
are
you doing now?
Yeah, there was a bunch and we sort of did them. Like one of the games that I loved growing up and because I was a little bit older when it was even invented and that I couldn't wait. And then what I found was that it's the best sort of game to start kids with, which was Jenga.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like,
so
I love Jenga, but also cards. Like we play Crazy Eights and Catherine and Roxy take it seriously. Like Catherine and or Roxy, whenever they leave the house, they will always have a deck of cards on them.
Because
if they go to a restaurant and food's taking a little longer, they clear all the stuff off the table and they do a couple rounds of Crazy Eights.
Aw, that's so nice,
right?
Though.
Yeah, because it's hyper competitive, right? Yeah. Like super, super competitive. So I love that. Chess, I love chess. But when a kid is young, you know, the first time you can actually sit down and have a competitive round of something like Connect Four,
yeah,
it's really wonderful where you see them think strategy and you know, they get pissed off and all this stuff. That's kind of fun. What game did you play a lot as a kid, Maury?
Oh, like things like Hungry Hungry Hippo.
Yeah.
Pop-O-Matic Trouble.
Yeah. Oh, Pop-O-Matic Trouble. Thank you for reminding me, Maury. That's my favorite game.
Yeah?
Pop-O-Matic Trouble.
Because you've said on the show that you guys get really competitive.
And it's very much the same as Sorry, if you've ever played the board game Sorry.
Does Lego count as a game?
Yeah, sure.
Activity, I guess.
That was like my favorite if it is a game.
Yeah. What did you do as a kid that you do with your boy now?
Oh, like hide and seek. We play that in the house a lot.
Yeah.
Cards as well. Go fish. I was really looking forward to, which we do now, like playing Hot Wheels and stuff. So we do that. Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
We build Lego together. We do, video games.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
He's at the age now where we can go and battle each other on Mario Kart.
Yeah.
So love doing all that
stuff. Mario Kart. I was really hoping that Rox was going to get more into video games. She's not really into video games anymore.
Yeah.
And then the last real video game that she was into was, what's that thing, that game called?
Animal Crossing,
which I'm like, I'm not doing chores
in a virtual world,
right? I'm not doing.
I'm not down with it in the real world.
I'm not doing chores. And then she created a thing for me, and then she decided to move my house to a uglier part of her island that she hadn't started working on yet. And then one day she goes, "Hey, Dad, I'm gonna call on you." And then she went to my house, and I hadn't been out of the house in like 3 months. And then my Animal Crossing guy comes out, and I'm all dirty, and my hair's a mess. And then
seems
I
like reality
rejection right
thank
there.
Thank you. Yeah. So that was the last game.
What else we got, Deepa? One more.
I love this question. Linz wrote in and said, "Hi, Deepa. Why does Roz bug sexy Shem about his divorce all the time?
I don't.
Isn't Roz divorced as well?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never said I wasn't though. I don't bug Shem. Come on now.
I mean,
I don't know what show you're listening to."
Roz, there's no need to deny. This is a time, it's a safe space to open up and really get to the root of
No. I don't bug Shem, but sometimes things come up where I'm sensitive to Shem's situation, right?
I don't have a situation. It's done.
The fact that it's done is the situation. Right.
Every now and then you will crack a joke, but you say you apologize immediately.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You get to the punchline and then you say, "I'm sorry."
Right?
And sometimes the punchlines are harsh.
Right.
They're harsh.
Right. No, what was
it's
harsh
like
was the
no
way
offense.
Shem's wife lied to him when she was leaving. That's what was harsh.
Okay. Oh, come on.
All right.
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 Point. Oh, you got poor Shem rubbing his eyes. That sleep apnea gonna like bother him even more tonight.
Right?
Poor guy's only gonna get like 30 minutes of sleep.
I know he's gonna choke himself again all night.
No. Thank you for all of your DMs.
Oh my gosh.
Ah, keep him coming in. We talk about him every day.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com
or download the KISS 92.5 app.